Okay, everybody, gather around the radio. Let's play a word association game. Okay, I'm going to give you a list of jobs, and you pick the one that's least likely to be done by a nerd. Ready? Okay. A. Computer programmer. B. Astrophysicist. C. Star Wars convention planner. Or D. Hip-hop MC. Now, did you pick D? Come on. Because if you did, you probably haven't heard of nerdcore hip-hop. Nerdcore is fronted by a new wave of MCs who, as DNTL correspondent Keith Sari points out, have traded gang wars for Star Wars. Here's Keith. I'm coming straight out of Compton.
When something happens inside, I've always had a problem with my love of hip-hop. It's not the music itself, mind you, but the culture. You see, ever since I was a kid, a million miles away from the hood, listening to my first Run DMC tape, I've wondered, how can music that often speaks of a gritty, violent, and very African-American experience appeal to so many people like me? People who are, to put it mildly, not very gritty, very not black, and as for violent, let's just say you wouldn't want me to back you up in a fight. So, what if you're like me or most of the people that I know? People for whom the thug life is not their life. People who aren't really into mainstream hip-hop's three Bs of bling, Benzes, and that word that is often used to describe the women that the MCs chase? You know the word. The one that I'm not allowed to say on the radio? And while we're at it, where is the hip-hop for the hardcore computer programmer? You know, the real geek, whose three Bs don't include Benzes and bling, but are much more focused on bits, bites, and Boba Fett. Gentlemen, and occasionally ladies, allow me to introduce you to Nerdcore. Hip-hop by geeks, for geeks. Hip-hop for the unathletic video game dork in all of us. Hip-hop that, well, let MC Frontalot describe it. He's the Boston-based rapper who coined the term nerdcore, and he's comfortable with being just a little different.
All rap music that's not nerdcore is definitely concerned with being cool. And that's the one thing that you can really shed from your list of concerns if you're going to make a nerdcore record, because you're not going to be cool, so you might as well, you know, give up ahead of time. See, this is the whole reason that I'm doing nerdcore music, because I don't really understand how to be cool. Like, I struggled with it in high school. I gave it my best shot. I ended up with, like, a Guns N' Roses haircut. It's not my forte. Oh, man, I tried to dodge fans,
but they keep swarming. MC Frontalot's heart's huge. Let's have a house. Front's music, like that of other nerdcore MCs, including MC Lars, MC++, and the Seattle-based crew Optimus Rhyme, tends to focus on things that your average bling rapper wouldn't be very concerned with. Things like comic books, video games, and the opposite of success. It's true. Front a lot's destined to. I need you to buy my CD so I could buy food. It's essentially dorky white guy subject matter. And it may not appeal to everybody, but Brooklyn-based MC Chris says it's music that's much closer to the real life lived by kids who are buying hip-hop records. Chris, who got his start in show business as a voice in cartoons like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, says his tracks are, in a way, just one nerd's loving but satirical response to the three Bs.
To me, it's just it's an act, and it's just kind of a comment I make on American hip-hop and how ludicrous and out of hand it's gotten. It's just a lot of ridiculous, materialistic kind of stuff, all the bling-oriented music. The rap that I grew up on was more political. It was also more like dance-oriented, and I'd rather have either one of those than have music that was all about what kind of car you had and how many diamonds are in your mouth. But the response has been, you know, it's been great because there's kids just being like, hey, he's talking about my life. I'm so indie
that my shirt don't fit. Okay. That's all fine and good for now. But what happens if and when nerdcore MCs like Chris in front hit the big time? How can you keep it real as a geek when people genuinely start to like you? To put it another way, if your entire act is about being a loser, don't you fail the moment that you win?
famous in inverse proportion to how cool I am. And should I ever garner triple digit fans, you can tell me then there's someone I'm in the band.
Well, I can imagine a situation in which those would be incompatible, but I can also imagine it working out just fine if I became famous. In fact, I occasionally rock myself to sleep with such thoughts. The things that I'm rapping about probably would not be much different if I were buying a house based on the proceeds of being MC Frontalot. I'd still have the same ideas and concerns. I'd still be, you know, making a lot of music about Star Wars and old episodes of The Prisoner and what have you. If anything, I would be able to buy more expensive comic books.
Nerdcore, rise up.
Now, no one's saying that they'll be dealing with the pressures of success right away, but in a manner of speaking, the desire of Nerdcore MCs to keep it real and keep focusing on the dorky things that they love is an example of all that's right about hip-hop culture. When big-name rappers like D12's Proof end up dying to protect their street cred, it's nice, and somewhat safer, to know that there are some rappers out there who'll be able to keep it real simply by never leaving their parents' basement or the comic shop. Represent! Doing the 514. I'm Keith Sari for Definitely Not the Opera.
Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated.
Thank you, Keith. If you have any questions or comments on anything nerdy or geeky or square that you've heard on the show so far, email dnto@cbc.ca or call our All Geek Hotline, 204-788-3182.